The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 18th of February. I'm John Duggan, and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Manchester United ended a run of three Premier League games without a win last night. Headed goals from Anthony Martial and Harry Maguire gave them a 2-0 win away to Chelsea. The hosts twice had goals ruled out by VAR. The win moves United to within 3 points of the top four spots. Despite the victory, Red Devils boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer still feels improvement is needed.
I'd take that any day of the week, but then again, I didn't think we played particularly well. First half, we were cumbersome, slow, passing wasn't great, but we got the first goal and then we hung in there.
Chelsea manager Frank Lampard felt VAR didn't get the calls right.
Maguire should get a red and then he scores a second goal. Game changes off that. I think that one is what VAR was, or a major part of what VAR was brought here for. Second viewing. Different angles, referee can't see all the angles, and if you're not going to look at the monitor, then you're definitely not going to see it as well. So that one was wrong. I think the Zuma goal as well should have stood.
Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp insists they don't feel like holders going into the knockout stages of the Champions League. Last season's winners return to the scene of their sixth European Cup triumph tonight for the first leg of their last 16 encounter with Atletico Madrid. The visitors are close to full strength, but Atletico are without record signing João Felix through injury. Klopp says Atletico Supremo Diego Simeone channels his passion in a positive way.
So people say about me I'm emotional at the sideline. So if I'm on level 4... I would say Diego is on level 12 or so. It's really like I'm the kindergarten cop against him. That's really impressive. And that's over all these years. Eh? And having still this emotional level, wow. That's absolutely impressive. And his teams are always world-class organized. World-class organized. So that makes him one of the best.
Elsewhere tonight, Thomas Tuchel takes his PSG side to former employers Borussia Dortmund, both of tonight's matches kicking off at 8. It took penalties to decide last night's Airgrid Leinster under-20 football quarter-final. It finished Laois 13 points, Westmeath 1-10 after extra time in Portlaoise, but the home team prevailed 4-3 on spot kicks at O'Moore Park to set up a semi-final date with Kildare next week. Meanwhile, the former Kerry minor goalkeeper, Davidos Suosis, is to move down under and join AFL club Brisbane Lions. In rugby, Ireland continue their preparations today for their Six Nations meeting with England. Head coach Andy Farrell opted with stability. He left his 36-man squad unchanged from the win over Wales. It means uncapped duo Will Connors and Tom O'Toole are retained. Farrell is due to name a starting 15 tomorrow for Sunday's match at Twickenham. Irish legend Keith Wood feels the men in green are slight underdogs.
I think England are favourites to win because they're playing at home. And I think it'll be very hard for us to win. I do think we of course we can win, but I think we're in a pretty good place and a good space, so if we set up with a high level of discipline, with that really high defensive push, I think we have a really good chance to do it. It's funny, I went to this game in the Aviva last year and I said I can't wait to do it, and that was just a seismic change as to how one team was going to play. I've watched England in a lot since because there's an awful lot to admire in how they play. They don't have that full pressure capacity without Billy Vunipola. They really don't. And I don't know if they're going to stick with Curry at 8. He's a fantastic player, but that suits us. To have, you know, instead of having a big heavy, you know, so if they had their balance of big heavy ball carriers and two laggies back and powering back, they can put us under a huge amount of pressure. And so I think there could be a lot of cancelling each other out, and I think it will be a really, really hard, tough physical game, all done on the gain line. So discipline will come down to be incredibly important.
Boxing legend Andy Lee says Tyson Fury will be on the front foot from the bell as he looks to defeat Deontay Wilder in their WBC World Heavyweight Championship bout in Las Vegas this weekend. Their first fight ended in a draw in December 2018, and Limerick man Lee has been coaching Fury in the run-up to this showdown.
The only way to guarantee victory is by knockout in boxing. So if there is an opportunity, he's prepared to knock Wilder out, and he's prepared to go to distance if he has to. Mm. But if there is an opportunity, if he hurts Wilder like he did in the first fight, then he'll try. All he can do is try, you know. And sometimes it might happen. Sometimes he might catch him flush. Sometimes he might rebound. Sometimes your opponent might survive that moment and clinch or get out of it somehow. But he would definitely try. In the first fight, he didn't try. He was encouraged to back off any time he hurt Wilder and not engage with Wilder. But this time he will try. He'll definitely go for it. And that's the attitude he'll be carrying into the fight. It's hard to predict what fight it's going to be. It could be a slow fight. Wilder is a slow starter, and he likes to paw and figure out his opponents and try to set up, look for opportunities to land the right hand. Mm. But Tyson's going to go to him straight away. I think he's going to go straight to him and put pressure on Wilder and force Wilder to make mistakes. That's basically our game plan. So there you go.
And in racing, last week's postponed card at Punchestown is held at the County Kildare track this afternoon. The first is off there at 1:45. On OTB AM from 7:45 this morning, we'll have Graham Hunter to talk about Atletico versus Liverpool, Andy Mission on Manchester United's win over Chelsea, and Gareth A. Davies to discuss Fury versus Wilder Part 2. This evening on OTB Sports Radio, the former Republic of Ireland international Damien Delaney will be live in studio for the Champions League action. That's your OTB brief for this morning. I'm John Duggan, and we'll be back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. Tune in 24/7 to OTB Sports Radio on the Go Loud app.